KO4CEF Mobile on Echolink.
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, Ken.
KO4CEF. I couldn't tell if it was another station or y'all just had a time double where it just kind of blended together.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Kilo Whiskey's here, mobile in Walhalla. T-Mobile.
Nick, and good morning. I believe it was Zach.
Zach, this is Ken. Kilo Echo Kilo November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
Good morning, Zach. And here's Andrew, Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot.
Andrew, Zach, everybody else, how are you doing this morning, W2JKT?
Point is, it ain't cold enough to snow.
I'm about to quit it with this snow stuff.
Good morning, Eric, and Chris Justice said there's still a chance. We about a 20% chance in the next month, maybe. I think he even said March, but usually January, so, but there's still a chance, February, March.
Long day, everybody.
What brings you out this early in the morning?
Zach.
Zach. He'll come back here in a little bit, but I'm not looking forward to any snow this year, so I'll pass.
Gonna happen. I mean, I was already hearing the frogs at work for 3 weeks.
Patrick, I don't think you got anything to worry about. We're pretty much done, so the chances of anything happening are pretty slim. I'm gonna give up hope, but I understand you don't drive down a mountain with snow on it, so that's understandable. Or have to sit at home and not make money. I can still hold out hope, though.
Still make money, because then I'll just drag the side-by-side out and go scrape driveways. So I'll make money either way, but I don't want to deal with it this year.
You're hoping for snow.
Yeah, it sticks around a little longer up there, Patrick, than it does down here.
Get snow on us.
Perfect double.
Well, saying, well, I've seen it snow all the way into the middle of March up at the house, so... I've seen it snow later than that, but any size, March is as late as I've seen. But you never know. It'll be what it's going to be. Ain't nothing we can do about it.
I'm just glad the chance of us getting any ice is pretty much gone. I think all we're getting is rain, so I'd rather have nothing at all than ice.
I'd have to agree with you there on that one.
And, y'all, I was wishing my wife would need to run errands today and need to call her. I ended up having to take it. I hate driving this thing. I think I told y'all that a time or two.
I know that you secretly just love driving that BMW.
Or some other kind of little car, and then you wouldn't have to drive that BMW. And then you could leave the antenna on it.
This morning, Echo Link, man, it sucks. I mean, it's nice in a pinch, but it sucks to use it.
Who works at the BMW plant, get a BMW?
Eric, I think you were asking if everybody that works there can get one. BMW employees have the option to lease one. I mean, it's up to them whether they do or not, but man, it's pretty decent discount for leasing one. You don't pay all the maintenance costs and whatnot. So it's not a bad deal.
Somebody mentioned that to me one time, but I wasn't sure exactly how that worked out. But yeah, I guess if you get a cheap lease on one, it's a good incentive for working there.
Yeah, I think so too, and I think that's kind of why they do it, but sometimes you wonder if they're slowly trying to fade it out.
Subsidized lease does cost them money, and you know, everybody, you know, is in the mode of cutting back and trying to spend as little as possible now, just, you know, claw back every dollar they can.
There's shortages of cars out there to sell, so, and then they're supplying it to their employees.
It's definitely harder for people to get them now. Like, if you want to get in, you've got to wait to be able to get a car. They don't have you know, a lot of them sitting out there ready to go to be in the lease program. And now it used to be we turned them in fairly frequently. And now we ended up, I think the last I heard, I needed to drive it 40,000 miles. And I'm only at 20-something now. So, hey, we got a little while.
Well, because you don't drive it, KN4 KFW.
I would drive it more. They just need to add that one rule that says I can put a mag mount antenna on top of it. I don't have to mount a radio. I can live without that. But I need that. Put the antenna on the top of it. And yesterday, I didn't want to put one on top of it on the way home because, you know, it's daylight and the wrong person might see it. I'm like, nope, don't do it.
Yeah, because they're worried about the paint?
Yeah, you're not even allowed to put the magnetic stickers that people put on their cars. So it's probably got something to do with the paint and just the general look of the vehicle.
Take it to the license plate.
Good point.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a bad idea. I don't know if that would still allow me to keep it on there all the time. Even though it's not affixed to the car, it's just that visual of an antenna sticking off the back of it. I don't know if it would frown on it.
Yeah, we didn't hear Eric.
What I was going to say is, in light of that, what I would do is I'd just go buy a BMW off a retail lot somewhere, you know, drill the hole for the NMO antenna around the lot and let all the busybodies who take it upon themselves to make that their business complain about it. And then they find out it's my car and I can do what I want with it. So there.
Hey, Skeks. Eric, you and I think alike, but I'll be back in a few minutes, guys. KO4HKX.
All right, Patrick, 7-3. Yeah, I agree. I've thought about it. I actually I saw a couple X3s on cars.com, but I think they want a little too much for them. I did find a little mini Countryman S. They only wanted like, what was it, $7,000 for it? I can't remember exactly, but it was a pretty decent price. And those things get 32 miles to the gallon.
The minis?
Yeah, it was a little mini Countryman S, so it had the turbo. And that's, you want one of those in that little, like a 1.4 liter or something. I mean, you gotta have the turbo or it don't move. But yeah, they get like 21 to 32 miles per gallon.
BMW made those.
Yeah, they bought many out. Oh God, it's probably 20 years they bought them out. And they still build them in England. I mean, Oxford plant and everything else. So they still have them. They still make them. And they own them. Obviously still Rolls Royce. And then still BMW. They had Land Rover for a while, and then they sold them off when they launched their own SUV.
It kicked around a few times. I think Land Rover is owned by an Indian company now, isn't it?
I really don't remember.
The old British car companies have been sold off to other companies. I know Ford owned Volvo for a while, and then I used to be into the Volvo wagons, like the T2 generation. I had a couple of them. And then they sold Volvo to the Chinese, so no more Volvos for me. But yeah, I think all the British car companies have, Swedish, British, all those car companies have been sold off to other folks now.
I'd love to get like a little hybrid SUV, but I don't know, they're hard to find or ugly. I don't want it to be ugly. I wouldn't mind it. Ken's got a nice looking car. I wouldn't mind one of those, but just getting in and out of a car drives me crazy.
I'm back. But you can look at a Ford Escape.
I actually saw one of those yesterday. I thought they were, it was a pretty nice little vehicle. I don't know if it's newer that looked that nice, but, you know, some of the Ford Escapes, I don't know if it was early on. They didn't look all that great. But one I saw yesterday was pretty nice. It was about the size of a little X3 like I'm driving now.
Go with that hybrid Jeep.
I don't know, Ken. Kind of hard to get into a Chrysler product. Nah, they Jeep just wants too much money for their cars. They're too expensive.
Hey, the average price of a new car has finally broken $50,000.
I believe it. Well, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so it is that time. I'm going to find me a spot, and I'm going to walk on in. So y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you maybe whenever I get off work today. KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing y'all's final 7-3.
HKX.
73 Andrew, KN4 TFW.
73 Andrew, WCU, JKT, have a great day. Since I came back this week, is he still around?
He's around. I spoke to him at about 4 o'clock this morning. He's having some minor health issues, so he's taking care of that.
I hope he's going to be all right. So, yeah, good to be taking care of those things, though.
Well, he just has a lot of health issues and is a constantly deal with them, and I hate that for him. But I talked to him this morning about, like I said, about 4 o'clock. The dogs woke him and Miss Sally up, so he was on when I got out there.
All right. My parents are getting in that mode, too, where they're just constantly dealing with stuff. And, it starts off annoying, but then they get a little bit more serious. My dad's 82 this coming April, and it's really starting to catch up with him. My mom's a little younger, but she's got even more problems than he does. So, it gets interesting after a while, but hopefully hopefully Richard will get through his stuff and be back with us soon.
Anything exciting going on at work?
Not here. Exciting. It's Thursday, so I teach a class every Thursday. It's like kind of an engineering fundamentals class at work. For electrical engineers, we have a lot of electrical engineers that we've hired in the past year that are fresh out of college. And colleges are so focused on programming and embedded systems and computers and robots that they've just basically stopped teaching the kids anything analog. But analog electronics are super important. So I teach a class on that every Thursday. So that's the most exciting thing I have today. I might go up to our employee store and see if I can pick up some Milwaukee stuff for my brother-in-law. But other than that, nothing too terribly interesting going on.
Well, Ken, I definitely understand the staying dry part of it today. And I don't think I have anything too exciting going on today either. I got district manager is going to be back in the area, so I may end up eating lunch with him, but that'll be about it.
He said it was supposed to rain all day, but then again, they said this whole week was going to be a washout, but that was a lie.
I feel like it's been raining a lot this winter.
I feel like it's been raining a lot, but thankfully the temperatures have been warm enough. It's not been that white stuff.
That.
No, people that don't have to deal with the snow on a regular basis, they want to see it. So when you start dealing with it on a regular, you don't want to see it.
In upstate New York, we definitely did not like being stuck in the house constantly whenever it snowed.
Colorado, it was business as usual. Nothing changed.
Once we have enough snow to where they're semi-prepared for it, but not really. And then it turns into an issue of everybody, all they do is spend the time trying to, dig out. I don't know, it's just aggravating. If you had it on a regular basis like that, I guess it would be a little easier to deal with.
Until you push your shopping cart across the parking lot in the snow.
Because I've done that, and that would definitely give you a workout. If you can keep your feet under you. Drive down to the Lawrence Test Track tomorrow for Michelin. Looking forward to that.
In town, but yeah, they've got the big plant in Sandy Springs too, I think.
It just blowed by me in the pouring down rain.
Daniel, he rides one every day, I think.
Internet play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Some of those guys on those motorcycles really just, I don't know, they shock me sometimes how crazy they are out here.
That windshield on it, I just can't imagine how you can see.
Hey, as you start looking at those bikes and the tires on them, they have no tread on them. And you get out here on a wet road and bikes don't weigh 1,000 pounds with you on it. It don't take much to water to push you right out of the road.
So those guys goes flying past me, my only thought is, you know, he's going to go up there and cause an accident and, you know, stop traffic and I'll get caught in it.
Okay, there goes my radar detector. Why do I need to put one on the windshield?
KN4TFW.
KT, yeah, that's the point. I try never to be the fastest car on the road, because let them get the ticket. Cool maps, you almost don't need a radar detector anymore, because as long as you have your route, you know, inactive navigation on Google Maps, it'll tell you where the cops are, because people report them.
That about the Google Maps coming up with that lately. So for the longest time, it didn't do that, but I guess since they bought Waze out, that's the reason why.
Wait.
I think they did. I may be wrong. I may have said that wrong, but I swear I remember hearing something about that, you know, a few months back.
Here's actually, I think right before the pandemic sometime, Google bought Waze.
Subject. The school lady got caught from embezzling from the school, but she wasn't embezzling money.
Chicken wings.
$1.50 worth of chicken wings.
That, how much was it one more time?
$1 million in chicken wings. There was like 11,000 cases.
Go to.
During that, I guess she was in charge of ordering, and she was ordering them from the regular supplier while the kids were out of school and everything, you know, but they were still delivering meals. And the school van to take them somewhere.
Probably a restaurant supply shop or something.
It's until the school was out of money for the food. They were like $300,000 over budget.
An audit. Wings were going to restaurants everywhere, you know, because restaurants are, especially during the pandemic, were just struggling so bad. If they get cheap chicken wings, they don't care if they're stolen. Taking it to grocery stores and stuff.
I mean, just my thought, you'd think grocery stores and restaurants would have to say, okay, this is where I got this stuff. Not just some Joe Schmo off the side of the road.
Price of eggs nowadays, that's probably, what, 5 chickens? It's KD2KWS.
The price of eggs, my son up there in Michigan said they're almost $1 a piece.
$1 at the grocery store when I went last night. Granted, you know, when we did buy eggs, you know, we were buying, like, the cage-free, frou-frou eggs, and they're a little bit more expensive. But, yeah, $7 still is a lot.
Beginning of the pandemic, they were like 83 cents a dozen there at the Lidl.
And they're like a 2 call?
Call was KD2KWS, name here is Mark, mobile, headed towards Forest City from Walhalla.
UJKT here, name's Eric. You said you're headed to Forest City?
I have to go up there every Tuesday and Thursday. I work for the cable company over here in Seneca. We have another office in Forest City, so I supervise that 2 days a week. So, a little bit of a long drive, but not too bad.
I live in Shelby, which is a couple towns over from Forest City, so I'm very familiar with it.
Yeah, we're, yeah, are you familiar with Vive broadband?
Yeah, Seneca. I moved from Seneca to Shelby back in August, so I was in Seneca for about 10 years. I remember when it was Northland Cable, and then I guess Wise took it over.
Us. I worked for Spectrum for years, and then I transferred down from Tuland, and was in a Spartanburg area. Didn't really care for that too much, so I switched companies and ended up over here.
And where are you?
New York, almost in Canada. Lived up there 13 years. That's where I met my wife, and then had enough of the, well, it's going to be about negative 50 up there this week with a wind chill, but had enough of that, and decided to come back towards home. I'm born and raised in Georgia.
I know Plattsburgh. I'm originally from New Paltz, which is, you know, further downstate on the thruway, but Yeah, we drove through Plattsburgh. That was our last stop for gas before we go into Canada. My dad had business up there pretty frequently, so we would drive up to Ottawa from time to time. And yeah, that's cold up there. Very, very, very cold. I moved down here for the same reason.
My in-laws are still up there, and we're hoping to get them down here pretty soon. But it's like I said, this week, I think starting tomorrow, it's supposed to be around negative 45, negative 50 with a wind chill, and that's a bit too much for me. I did 13 years worth, and I'm done with it.
Well, good company here.
I just got my HF station and stuff set back up at home, and I got my radio mounted in my work vehicle here, so it took me a little while. I had to go switch my license over, my call, for habit transferred in the licensing system, so it reflected my current address. But we ended up buying a house in Walhalla, and it's been a process of unpacking everything and trying to get all our gear and stuff together, so... I'm back at it.
To the neighborhood, yeah. Walhalla's a pretty cool town. I used to work at the Itron plant over there. I'm an electrical engineer. Then I volunteered for a workforce reduction and then moved to, I'm working for TTI down in Anderson now. We were a power tool company. So, yeah, it's a good gig. And, Walhalla's nice. You got the lake there and lots of stuff to do up in the mountains. So if you're outdoorsy at all, it's a fantastic place to live. Shelby's great too. Forest City's a cool place to visit. All kinds of good stuff around here.
I kind of got the best of both worlds over there. It's like right at the foothills of the mountains, still close enough to the town to go do anything we need to do. I got great neighbors. Yeah, I mean, we lucked it out. I absolutely just love it over there. It's a gorgeous area. But, still trying to, get used to where everything's at. We've been down here for a year, but I've spent most of my time working and, traveling back and forth for work. So it's all work and no play makes Mark a dull guy.
Well, yeah, like I said, it's a nice place. But, hey, Patrick and Ken, you guys still here?
I'm still here, Eric. And I believe it was Mark. Nice to meet you. We're usually on here every morning.
Ken, KN4TFW. Welcome to the group. Yeah, join us anytime. Like I said, we're here 5:30 to 6:30 or something every morning.
Get a warm welcome, gentlemen. Where is this repeater located?
Up on a tower at Caesar's Head, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct. It is on the Caesar's Head. It's on the WYF4 tower up there. So it's about, 2 miles north of the state line.
Yeah, I should have no issues hitting that from my house. I heard you guys in this morning, and I think I was just barely hitting the repeater, but there's you're familiar with Walhalla. It's a bunch of little dips and valleys over there, but my house is on a nice little hill, so the only thing I'm lacking for a full station at home is a 2-meter antenna, and I'm probably gonna pick one up when I head into Georgia this week. So I shouldn't have any problems hitting this from my house.
Get a parking lot. So I'm gonna say 7-3, and everybody have an awesome day and be careful in this rain. KN4TFW.
And have a great day, KO4HKX.
A good one. W2JKT. Yeah, when I lived in Seneca, I had 4 HF antennas put up. 3 of them were, off-center fed dipoles, 80 meter. So that gave me a bunch of the bands. And I built one specifically for 60, 30, and 15. Because if you feed a off-center fed one-third of the way, you get a high impedance on 60, 30, and 15. So I built one specifically for that. But yeah, and it's good to have some space.
I got a big, it's a commercial inverted V. That's all I have up right now. I mostly operate mobile. I don't usually do much 2 meter 440, you know, at home, but I do like to listen. I'd like to get at least something up, just in case. I mean, even for emergency purposes.
Well, just to let you know, there is a nightly net at 9 o'clock on here. It's a different net controller every night on the Sunday night, and we'd love to have you check in with us.
If I happen to be up that late, I'll surely be on. I'm usually up at about 4 o'clock, so I'm crashed out at about 8. But there are those nights where I'm having to work outages, outage restoration, fiber optic projects, stuff like that. But I'm sure I'll catch you guys on one night, no doubt.
Well, just letting you know, and that's a good way to get everybody that's regular around here. We usually run about 50 to 65 check-ins a night. So pretty good group of guys and gals.
Pretty decent-sized net. Did I hear one of you folks say that this is an Echo Link?
Echo Link on this repeater.
Yeah, I think I still have that on my phone, but I don't think I've hardly ever used it. But do you guys keep other repeaters connected to this, like a wide area network?
It's just a single repeater. I don't think they link it with anything. There are talks about linking it with the Parish Mountain repeater, which they own, the club owns. But other than that, I don't think they are interested in it.
Are there any wide area coverage repeaters in this area?
Answer that question better than I can. If there are any wide area repeater systems local to here.
There is a DMR over in Clemson. There is a DMR repeater. There's a couple of analog repeaters on campus. But I know that the DMR system is fully networked over there. I used to have a D-Star machine on Clemson's campus before I moved to Shelby. That's at my house now. And then I think there might be another DMR machine somewhere, maybe Pendleton, but I'm not really sure. You probably want to check out the UCARS Club, the Upstate Carolina Amateur Radio Society, I think. Rick there, I think he maintains a couple of digital machines somewhere.
Of ICOM up. I think when I looked, there was a D-Star repeater still at Clemson or somewhere in that area.
It would be a D-Star machine in Clemson, but that was mine, so when I moved, I took it with me, and now it's in Shelby.
Pretty recent.
There you
go. That was probably yours I was seeing, but last time I checked, it's been, I don't know, close to a year ago, I guess.
South Carolina Heart also have analog where they link up on the weekends statewide.
No, I know the UCARS Club, they have a very wide area that they can link their analog machines, but I think they only link them over the wide area when they have either like a storm, what is it called, the weather thing, Skywatch, that's it. And maybe they might do like a practice net that's linked, but I'm not sure what their conditions are for linking them.
Dave, if you get on here during the day at all, there's guys out here that can answer that question for you real quick. I've only been on here a little over 2 years, so still getting my feet wet.
Yeah, I hear that. I think I looked on Facebook. There's the Kiwi Talks Away Amateur Radio Club. Does that sound right?
It's the club, I think. I think UCARS and KTARC are the ones that link their repeaters together at those times.
Yeah, I'll have to look into those guys and see if I can make some of the meetings.
I'm going to have to clear out. I'm here and I'll have to get my computer stuff set up, so get ready for my day. Eric, you have a safe trip on in. Kevin, nice to meet you this morning, and you have a safe trip up to Far City as well, and look forward to talking to y'all both again on down the road. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73's guys.
And have a great day. Be safe out there. W2JKT.
7-3.
Kevin. Mark. I'm almost at my plant, too, so I'm also going to sign with you. But, yeah, I'm glad you jumped in here, and hope you'll join us in the morning when you're out on this road trip. I'm almost down here at the plant. I need to make a couple phone calls before I get in. So I'll chat with you later, Mark. It's good to meet you, and, like I said, hope you join us again. This is W2JKT. If you don't mind giving your call phonetically, I'll try to jot it down here.
Guys, good meeting you guys. And like I said, I make this particular trip every Tuesday and Thursday for the time being anyway. The call was Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Whiskey Sierra, KD2KWS.
23, we'll talk to you later, Mark. This is W2JKT, I'm clear.
Sorry about that, Mark. That was my mistake, and I apologize. I'm clear, 7-3.
The name's my life. Kevin's probably, I guess, one of the better ones. You gentlemen have a good, gentlemen have a great day, 7-3, KD2KWS, I'll be listening.